Commercial drones are taking to the Northwest skies, even though the rules aren't clear. Farmers, photographers, inspectors, realtors, and land mapping companies are some of the people buying remotely piloted airplanes and choppers. Now the FAA has gotten the first reports of close calls between manned aircraft and small drones in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Rod Thomas operates an aerial spraying and seeding company out of the Gooding Airport in South Central Idaho. One day this summer, one of his crop duster pilots was spraying potato fields in Blaine County. That's when the crop duster had Idaho's first reported near miss with a small drone.
Some gentleman was either trying to chase us or block our path. We haven't figured out exactly what he was doing.
The crop duster pilot pulled up to avoid a collision, but not before he got so close he could identify the make and model of the drone.
My pilot that was involved in this encounter has one of these quadcopters for his kids. He was close enough to see it was identical to one like he owns.
Thomas says the average person may think there's no problem flying remote-controlled airplanes and copters close to the ground in a rural area, but Thomas is quick to point out his company uses that low-level airspace too.
The regulatory agencies have not yet caught up to where they need to be, and we're worried that, number one, it hasn't been thought all the way through, and number two, we do not want this settled in the courts because there's a fatality running into an ag airplane or a life flight helicopter.
Thomas says his company reported its near miss to the county sheriff and the Federal Aviation Administration. A sheriff's deputy located the person responsible. Thomas declined to press charges after the drone owner showed contrition to the deputy. I got to wondering how often the FAA has cracked down on drone scofflaws. So I put in a public records request to the FAA's Northwest Regional Office. I asked for warning letters or related enforcement activity against people suspected of flying drones for commercial purposes. A few weeks later came a reply, "We have no records for you." The agency makes a distinction between recreational and commercial flying. It's okay for hobbyists to fly model aircraft within line of sight and away from manned planes. But a notice from headquarters to agency field offices this summer repeats that commercial drones are prohibited. Exceptions are few and far between. But we know as drone prices fall and capabilities increase, more and more people are flying drones for money in the Northwest. Just Google aerial photography in your state, for starters. You'll find operators who are upfront and transparent about how they'll capture the perfect shot using a drone. The FAA policy notice says the agency's preference is to use outreach and education to encourage voluntary compliance. What's more, a drone operator in Virginia earlier this year successfully challenged the FAA's authority to fine him. The FAA just won on appeal, but the case drags on. This all gives some farmers, photographers, and others here in the Northwest confidence they're within their rights to fly using common sense safeguards. Dennis Healy founded a startup in Redmond, Washington called FarmCloud. It helps farmers analyze and use aerial images of their fields and vineyards.
Supreme Court decisions have said the air rights over one's property and not into the national airspace are the domain of that property owner.
Is that where you come down to?
I think that's exactly where we come down, that under 500 feet, that you can pretty much fly what you want to do.
Industry analysts frequently put the ag industry at the top of the list of biggest potential users of civilian drones. It's a market entrepreneur Paul Applewhite of Seattle would like to serve, along with surveying and wildfire reconnaissance. He's designed several lightweight fixed-wing drones for his startup called Applewhite Aero. But Applewhite fears the great deal of ambiguity about domestic drone flying could stunt a promising industry.
What's difficult is the uncertainty in that you could have the federal government show up, and for every time that you flew a UAV, they could slap you with a $10,000 fine. In our case, we're actually trying to do everything as legal as possible, you know, and we're struggling to get a styrofoam airplane in the air, and it took us 2 years to do it, to get all the permits.
Next month, Applewhite plans to go to British Columbia to test a larger aircraft that he hopes will become his flagship product. He says Canada has proved much more accommodating. The U.S. Congress has directed the FAA to formulate rules for how manned and unmanned aircraft can share the domestic skies by next year, but at an industry conference in Oregon this fall, many speakers were sure the deadline will slip. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.